Madison, M-A-D-I-S-O-N, Boston, B-O-S-T-O-N. Two complaints, cough, number two, congestion. Next one is running nose. Next one is dysuria. Next one is low back pain. Our patient is an 18-year-old young lady who comes in today with above-mentioned symptoms for the past 24 hours period. The patient has had a chronic or constant period for a month because she's been switched on a couple of different birth control pills. Currently, she's on a patch, twice a week patch. The period is not heavy, but nevertheless, it's still there, but it seems to have stopped at this time. She definitely looks like she could use some iron with the issue of anemia in the past, mom tells us. Last period just stopped. No further bleeding, no smoking, no drinking, no drug use. Patient lives at home, works at a barbecue shop. COVID immunization, none. Medical problems, negative. Surgical, negative. Social, as above. Allergy, none. Medication, birth control pills, as above. 118 pounds, no significant change. 100%, 98.3, 16, 83, 99 over 60. Heart, positive, lungs are clear, abdomen soft, TMs are red, posterior and pharynx is red and inflamed, blood's going on focal, skin shows no rash, there's also pus present in the tonsils, crevices. Number one, pustular pharyngitis. Number two, we'll go ahead and treat with rosefenogram now. Number three, then urine for culture. Number four, treat with Keflex. Number five, add FESO4. Number six, okay. Number six, patient will call us at 4 o'clock to let us know if she's not any better because of tenderness in the lower abdomen. Number five, if not better, we'll get a CT scan. Number six, abdominal and a pelvic ultrasound is totally normal at this time. But nevertheless, this is an issue with her appendix. She needs a CT scan. She understands. Mom understands that they will call me at 4 o'clock or come over for a re-exam at that time, depending on how she's doing. Thank you.